We're returning now to Puerto Rico's efforts to recover from Hurricane Maria. While the focus on immediate needs is still there, now the U.S. territory's leaders have also decided that a new push for statehood should be part of the recovery effort. This week, a bipartisan shadow congressional delegation comprised of distinguished former officials went to Capitol Hill to lobby Congress to make Puerto Rico the 51st state. Alfonso Aguilar is one of the Republican shadow representatives. He's also the president of the Latino Partnership for Conservative Principles and a former chief of the U.S. Office of Citizenship. He served under President George W. Bush. He was kind enough to stop by our studios in Washington, D.C. to tell us more. Alfonso Aguilar, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
Now, this was an issue even before the hurricane,
of course.
I want to note that the official party platforms of both the Democratic and Republican Party in Puerto Rico support statehood. So what are you doing differently now, and why now?
Well, you know, I think now it's become very evident after the devastation caused by Maria, we are at the mercy of Congress. We have no political clout in Washington, and that certainly affects us in terms of getting help from the federal government. So when we have a hurricane like we just had that devastated the island, and we're talking about a supplemental bill to provide funding, emergency funding for recovery efforts in the states, Texas, Florida, they have the appropriate representation to ensure that they get the money that they need. In the case of Puerto Rico, again, we're at the mercy of Congress. We're hoping that they're going to be merciful, but perhaps they will provide something that really doesn't respond to the needs of the island. That's why representation in our democracy, it's just so basic. The very basic right of a citizen is the right to vote.
You and the other delegates were selected by the governor of Puerto Rico, and I do want to mention, again, this is a very distinguished group, a baseball Hall of Famer, three former governors. So it's three Republicans, three Democrats, and an independent. You were all appointed.
Right.
So do you think that these members have any reason to seat people who were not elected?
Well, you know, this is a tool. We recognize this. We have been appointed. Eventually, we will have an election and we'll have an elected delegation. But this is the first phase of the effort to push statehood.
Let me ask you this, though. Why should they care? Why should they care? Given that this is, you're talking about extending federal recognition or the same voting rights to other people. And for people who already have those rights, why should they care?
Well, first of all, it's a question of principle, right? Our forefathers created a republic that guaranteed equal rights to everyone. And we know that that wasn't the case. But with time, citizenship has expanded to include absolutely every single citizen. So if we care about the Constitution, if we want to ensure that we have a country that guarantees every single citizen full rights, then I think we have to address the issue of Puerto Rico. That's a question of principle. In terms of practical matters, look, the situation right now in Puerto Rico, we have a fiscal crisis, a large debt, over $70 billion. The economy is in a deep recession. And all of this has been exacerbated by Maria. The federal government is going to have to continue sending money to Puerto Rico. Under statehood, we're going to be paying into the system. Financially, we're going to do much better. And eventually, in 5-10 years, Puerto Rico is going to be paying more into the system than the money that they sent to Puerto Rico.
Before we let you go, I do want to ask the sticky question, which is there are those who argue and will say that they think that the hesitation to address this issue, both with Puerto Rico and the District of Columbia, is that these are predominantly non-white, that's what the objection is.
In the case of Puerto Rico, I don't believe that. I don't believe that people oppose statehood for Puerto Rico because it's a Hispanic population. There is a consideration about their ethnicity, but it's not racism. I think there's this perception that just because they're Hispanic, they would largely vote for Democrats. And we have to explain to them that it's just not the case. Puerto Ricans, like the majority of Hispanics, are very conservative on social issues when it comes to the issue of right to life, it comes to marriage. But at the end, there will be swing voters. If Republicans cannot convince Puerto Rican voters in future elections, they're going to have a very hard time convincing Hispanic voters at the national level.
That's Alfonso Aguilar, Republican shadow representative for Puerto Rico. He and fellow members of this delegation are in Washington, D.C., lobbying once again for statehood for the U.S. territory. Alfonso Aguilar, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.